Chapter 3. Queen's Ferry. In the morning, a cabin boy in sailor's clothes came to the door. He gave my uncle a letter from the captain of his ship.
"David," said Uncle Ebenezer, "I have to go and talk to this boy's captain. After I finish my business with him, we can go to our family lawyer, Mr. Rankylaw. He can answer your questions about your father. Come, let's go to Queen's Ferry. It's an interesting port."
I wanted to see the ships, so I went with my uncle and the boy. We came to an inn at Queen's Ferry, and my uncle went upstairs to talk to the boy's captain. I talked to the owner of the inn.
"Did you come with that wicked man, Ebenezer Balfour?" the owner of the inn asked. "He was a good man until people began to say that he killed his brother Alexander to get the House of Shores. Then he became very violent."
Just then my uncle came downstairs with the captain.
"We're going to my ship now," the captain said to me. "Come with us."
The story about my uncle killing my father scared me, but I didn't have much choice. I also wanted very much to see a ship, so I went with the captain and my uncle. On the ship, the captain walked around with me and told me the names of all the different parts of the ship. I didn't see my uncle anywhere. Then I looked over the side of the ship. My uncle was in a boat, on his way back to the shore. There was a cruel look on his face. Now I was sure that my uncle wanted to kill me. "Help! Help!" I shouted. Something hit the back of my head and I fell down, unconscious. When I woke up, I was in a dark place at the bottom of the ship. My hands and feet were tied with rope. My head hurt, and rats were running across my face. The captain came down the steps with one of the ship's officers, Mr. Riach.
"This boy can't stay here. He'll die," said Mr. Riach.
"Well, I took his uncle's money to kidnap him, not to murder him," said the captain. "Send him upstairs to work."
Mr. Riach sent me to work with the sailors. They told me I was on my way to America to be sold as a slave to a plantation. I was worried and desperate, but the sailors were kind to me. One night, I saw the captain and Mr. Riach throw the dead body of the captain's cabin boy into the sea. One of the officers got drunk and killed him by accident. The next night, Mr. Riach came and spoke to me.
"Come with me," said Mr. Riach. "You're going to work in the captain's cabin."
I had to do the washing and cleaning for the three ship's officers, but at least I didn't have time to think about my terrible destiny. One night, a week later, there was terrible fog, and our ship hit a small boat. The sailors only managed to save one man from the boat. He wore very elegant clothes, a black hat, and a blue coat with silver buttons. Later, I heard him talking with the captain when I brought food to the captain's table.
"You're wearing the coat of a French officer, but you speak like a Scotsman," the captain said to the man. "I am in Scotland to collect money to help Prince Charlie," said the man.
"Ah, so you're a Jacobite, a supporter of Prince Charlie," said the captain. "I can give you to the English soldiers and get a reward.
I'll pay you £30 to take me to Loch Linhe and put me on the shore near there," said the stranger.
"I agree," said the captain.
They shook hands and the captain left the cabin very quickly. The stranger sat down at the captain's table to eat and drink. He gave me an empty bottle of whiskey.
"This bottle is empty. Bring me another one," the stranger said to me.
When I went to ask the captain for another bottle, I heard the captain talking to the other ship's officers.
"We can wait until he's sleeping and then kill him and take his money," I heard the captain say.
I went back to the cabin to warn the stranger.